Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Molly Smith, Artistic Director, Arena Stage.
And we're here talking Sanctuary City, which is running now through November 27th at Arena Stage. Tell us the premise here. It's written by a Pulitzer Prize winner, but actually you say it. What's the story?
Yeah, it's written by Martina Marok, and it is really a deep story about immigration and about what two young dreamers go through in coming to this country and trying to be American citizens. So it's a powerful story because most of the time what happens is we read stories about immigration in the newspaper, right? We hear about it on the radio. We see images of it on television. But this, you're living through these young people and that you are living through what they are going through in all of its guises, you know, from their tender relationship to their relationship with their parents, the kinds of things that they have to navigate as they try to become citizens and how they're living on the margins. I think it's a really important show for right now. My partner Suzanne and I have helped a young man from Nicaragua who was fleeing because of political oppression, arrived here with just a backpack 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And Suzanne helped find him a lawyer, and he now has a different status in this country and just finished his master's degree at Columbia in architecture. And we did this by asking our friends for help because he came with nothing. He came with no money. He came with nothing. And being able to help one life or to reach out in one way is something that I really hope audiences come and see this and make a decision to do that in their own lives. And I know tons of people do. This is a very philanthropic, supportive community, and we can do more, Jason.
Wow. Well, see, there you go. I'm glad. It's really cool to hear, you know, that you're putting your actions and money where your mouth is, your actions behind it, you know, that you've actually in your own real life have helped out in this situation. That's great. Well, that's sort of your personal, you know, inspiration for putting this show on Sanctuary City, but talk a little bit about, the playwright, the Pulitzer Prize winning playwright, Martina Majok. Is that how you say it? She emigrated here as a child from Poland. I think settled in like New Jersey around there. But this has to be a really deeply personal issue for her.
Yeah, I think it is. And people will see that in the story. And she often has written about this subject. But I do think that Sanctuary City is one of her best plays. She wrote about it in, I believe the name of the play is Ironbound as well. And she's a really sophisticated playwright. She just has another play that's going in New York right now, Cost of Living. Mm-hmm. And she is someone who has lived it. So you have the lived experience along with her experience of being in this country. So she knows both sides.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you mentioned Cost of Living. I think that's what got her the Pulitzer. And yes, you were right. It's Ironbound is the one that is the personal story of immigration and tackled again here in Sanctuary City. And I believe actually she's going to be adapting The Great Gatsby for Broadway again coming up here soon. So definitely in the thick of it. Great. So what else do we need to know about this? Is it set? I mean, if it's two young dreamers, I assume it's more of present day, I guess.
Well, we don't specify. Know. It's a bit in the past and we don't know where they're from. So audience is able to put their own image there.
Gotcha. So well, what do we see? Where... I guess I'm trying to visualize it myself. I mean, I guess if we don't do a specific time period, is the clothing like present day? Is the set, you know, present day? Yeah. Or is it trying to be universal?
More present day.
Okay.
It's more present day. But it also is evocative as opposed to, oh, you were absolutely in this room, in this space. It's more metaphoric.
Gotcha. Yeah, talk about this. I mean, we just talked about, you know, My Body, No Choice and how, you know, that is obviously very timely politically. Talk about how, you know, the dreamer story, the immigrant story is also very timely right now. I mean, gosh, I just finished watching that Ken Burns' U.S. and the Holocaust. And yes, it's about the Holocaust, but mostly it's about anti-immigrant sentiment and America, you know, yeah, maybe during World War II being polled that, yeah, something should be done and we're going to send our troops to go try to, you know, the Allies to win the war. But then you turn around and ask them, should we accept Jewish refugees, and so many of them didn't want to allow refugees in this. So talk about how there's this, man, there's this on, you're talking about we're living in complicated times. There's talk about the danger of, there's this like throughout our history, we're supposed to be a nation of immigrants with the Statue of Liberty and everything, but man, there is this undercurrent throughout the years of, you know, let's wall ourselves off, pun intended, and let's not accept refugees and immigrants. So talk about just how that's just it's more, I guess what I'm saying is when I watched that documentary, it's more there than we would like to admit to ourselves as Americans. And we need to constantly push back against that. And I think hopefully stories like this will do that. But man, talk about what, I mean, just that overall problem of why so many Americans are seem to be resistant to quote the other, and really we're all the other.
Well, remember what happened during World War II, before World War II, is America was quite isolationist in its thinking.
Yeah.
America has always had this in its bloodlines, either a desire to reach out or a desire to close off. And the only people who are really resident in America and from America are the Native Americans. And there are only 3 million Native Americans left. I think upwards of 30 million were murdered. This country is really built on the twin poles of the massacre of Native Americans and the enslavement of Black people, right?
Yeah, the forced immigration.
These are two areas that are part of America's bloody history, bloody and complicated history. And yet, so much of our joy comes from an infusion of immigrants, because America is a cacophony of voices, right? And we're hearing a lot of them right now. But one of the ways that culture shifts, one of the ways the country shifts, is through new ideas, new ways of being, different cultures that come into this country. And without that infusion, as a country, we start to lose who we are, lose our imaginations, lose our ability to be able to reach for the sky, lose this whole sense of promise and purpose that comes in with immigrants. It always does, because they believe in the American dream so fiercely and so fervently. And when they come and are able to attain a piece of that, it's good for all of us. It's good for every single American. And it's really good, Jason, to keep remembering that we are a nation of the other,
yeah,
as you said, and we are a nation of immigrants. And just because somebody comes in doesn't mean that you don't get what you want. You know, I think that's often the fear. You know, what am I going to lose from this? No, it's much more, what are you going to gain from this? What are you going to gain from a different perspective, a different way of thinking, a different way of being? And quite frankly, a lot of the immigrants that come into this country are working at jobs where we actually need that job force in this country.
Right, exactly. Right? It's not coming in and not going to come steal your job. A lot of times it's jobs that need to be worked.
That's right.
So yes, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. It says that. It doesn't say, let's not let anyone.
Let's close off.
Yeah. But that's what so many people say.
It has been a personality trait of America to close off.
Yeah.
So, you really have these periods of time where the United States opens up to the world, and then these periods where it just completely closes down. And our government right now is fiercely trying to open up, and then there are forces that are trying to close it down at the same time.
My analogy for this would be, if imagine the country is a house, and maybe you're out on the street and a refugee, or you've just moved into a neighborhood, let's say, and someone kindly lets you into the house. And then years later, someone else comes and says, "Oh, can I come into the house?" And you say, "No," and you wall yourself off and you lock the door. Well, I feel like we are forgetting that so many of us were kindly let into this house. We are all immigrants and visitors here. So why can't we extend that courtesy? Anyway, that's sort of my analogy. If you put it in house terms, people are like, "Oh yeah, I was let in here too."
that's actually beautiful.
All right, well, we've gotten really deep today, but let's bring it back to Sanctuary City. Invite everyone to come check it out as a work of theater, and a work of entertainment as well as being enlightened. I guess let's end there.
Well, it's a wonderful new play, and it's a wonderful new play about immigration. And if people are interested in following some young people who are trying to make a life here in this country in the way that many of our parents and grandparents and great grandparents tried to make a life in this country when they came to bring their families here, then I think that there will be many sparks happening, not just off stage, but on stage and in the audience.
Awesome. Well, between this and the other shows we've talked about in recent weeks, days, thank you so much for all the work you continue to do. And I know this is sort of your swan song year. We'll get to that at the end of the run. But thanks for all, you're going out strong here over the next next summer or something. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jason. I appreciate it. Take care.